response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is Media Literacy Week in the United States, and I believe globally as well. Julie Smith is a media literacy expert who is an instructor, a public speaker, an author on this subject. Basically, she's made her living studying the media and critically looking at the messages that we receive. Yesterday, we were talking about how we analyze messages. So, Julie, I want to go into a little more depth about how we can really evaluate these messages for ourselves. And I think one of the most recent examples we've had of this is what has happened with Facebook and Instagram. Give us a little background on some of the scrutiny that's been placed on those platforms recently.
Well, it's really interesting. Facebook had data that they were losing teenagers and that teenagers were migrating to Instagram. So Facebook purchased Instagram. Back when Instagram only had 12 employees, which I think is fascinating. So 40% of Instagram users are less than 22. And Instagram is image-based. So Facebook is now in hot water because it's come to light that they had research that Instagram damages the mental health of teenage girls and did nothing. And in fact, kind of kept that information under the table while they were attempting to create an app for tweens, like a younger version of Instagram. So they're under a lot of scrutiny now because I think that we're seeing behind the curtain of how they gatekeep information based on how it presents their corporation.
Talk to us about what the clicks and what the algorithms mean when it comes to these types of social media platforms and how that influences whether we get negative or positive emotional messages.
Right. Well, we have to remember if we're using an app or a website for free, we're not the customer. We are the product being sold. And the product being sold is our attention. So they want us to stay on those apps as long as possible. Now, the tools they use to make that happen are called algorithms. They're like little computer programs that keep track of what we like, what we click on, what we share, and they know what we like. In fact, they know more about us than I think we'd be really surprised to know how much these algorithms know about us. But what Facebook discovered is that you are more likely to stay on their website if you are angry or upset about something. So they actually give quantitative scores to certain posts based on how much interaction they get and how angry the interaction is. So the higher the score of a post, the more likely that post is going to show up in other people's news feeds. So really, they're profiting off of making us angry.
I think what's so fascinating about the current public debate about this is that people seem to be taking this news about Instagram and Facebook much more seriously than, for example, they did the debates 2 decades ago about violent video games for kids.
Well, I think the difference is that violence has been around forever, right? We can't blame, I don't feel like we can blame video games for a lot of the violence in the world because the Civil War was violent. The Crusades were violent. So violence has been around forever. I think that media has always provided a very convenient scapegoat for that. This is a different animal altogether because not everyone plays violent video games. 90% of Americans are on social media platforms. And we are actually more in control of a video game than we are in control of what we see on those social media platforms. So in this case, I think that it's more significant because we are more of the victims than the just mere consumers of information like in a violent video game.
Well, coming up at 7:22, I want to talk more about these social media platforms and now this thought that they're going to develop some new algorithms to make us all nicer.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.